Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, just ask for any sisters listening today. She has a very honest and real understanding of your Bible and the Word of God, and really starts to have her eyes opened and her eyes anointed with eyes of, like it says in your Bible, and come away from the deceptions of that are in the falling away in the lukewarm church. And just starts to see the truth so that she can be prepared, just inherit eternal life and endure all the way until the end for her salvation, safekeeping, and also for any of her loved ones. And that things that are a deception and spiritually dangerous to her are removed. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and so talking yesterday, okay, about how the love of God is revealed through Christ, okay? Grace and mercy is revealed through Christ Jesus, okay? But you need to reverence him, okay? You need to reverence his Holy Spirit, okay? And just talking about these things and talking about the wrath of God, you know, it's just, there's such a strong response because of the way that the church is today, that that's like not true, that's, that's just false, that God's not like that. But you need to turn to the Bible and read it for what it is. Take it for what it is, because you can receive these things that you're hearing and feel comfortable with them, but if they're not real, you're going to end up in a very dangerous place when the real God is revealed. And you need to understand this, okay, in terms of preparing for the judgment of the United States, because you're going to see this happen. And if you don't understand what's happening, then you're going to be confused, and you're in a and then you'll be in a dangerous place spiritually to being deceived and swept away, okay? I've seen it before. It's really dangerous. This is Isaiah. Okay. It's going to come just warring against this false love and like the fact that God is not, doesn't need to be reverenced, and there's not eternal judgment. Okay. And that he is not exalted high above the heavens, and that you don't need a fear of God. You need a fear of God. Okay. This is Isaiah chapter 27. Starting at verse 10, it says, "Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness, and there the calf feed, and there, I'm sorry, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them. He that formed them will show them no favor." Okay? You need to hear scriptures like this, okay? Not everybody is going to heaven, okay? And you can fall away, okay? You need to understand that is a very real warning, okay? And you might say, well, that's the Old Testament, that's Isaiah, it's New Covenant, you know, God is love. And he is, but remember, his love is revealed through Christ Jesus, and he loves his son. You can't trample upon his blood and disrespect that offering. He loves you, but he loves his son, and you need to reverence his son and his Holy Spirit. Okay? He gave you his son because he loves you. And you need to take that offering, okay, and receive it, okay? Like your soul depends upon it, because it does. Okay? And once again, somebody say it's Old Testament. That's wrath. No? Okay? Let's listen. This is John chapter 15. "I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me." You need to reverence him, okay? Every day, listening to him and obeying him. He's your God, okay? "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." What do you think that means? New Testament, Jesus Christ speaking. Okay? You can fall away. You need to humble yourself every day. I'm talking about eternity. Don't listen to the lies that don't match up with the Word of God. It is dangerous to rest your soul on something that man is saying versus what God says. Hear these warnings. Okay? And again, if you want to read that for yourself, okay, that was Isaiah chapter 27, starting at verse 10. Matches right up with the New Testament. This is John chapter 15, starting at verse 1. Okay, it goes down to verse 6. You can fall away. You need to endure all the way until the end, and you need to understand and get to know your God for who He really is, so you're not surprised and deceived when He shows up. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister at starting your day. She has a wonderful and glorious day abounding in the Spirit and getting to know you and just really starting to see any lies, and that they start to come away from her and she starts to come into the truth and the knowledge of who you are and understanding, like your scripture just said, of who you are. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.